Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Veal. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Veal. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Gaines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Beauchamp. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Bruce. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines takes first base on ball four. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaines moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Gaines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp takes first base on ball four. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beauchamp moves to third. Bateman moves to second. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beauchamp scores. Bateman moves to third. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce strikes out. One out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gaines hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bateman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Astros. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Lillis moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Lillis moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bond strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley strikes out. One out. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schofield moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Beauchamp hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bateman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bateman moves to second. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruce hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Bruce reaches second base with a double. Bateman scores. Lillis moves to third. It's 3-0, Astros. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Joe Gaines. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rusty Staub now playing right field. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell strikes out. 1 out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Beauchamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn strikes out. 1 out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey juggles the ball. That's an error on Bailey. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Beauchamp hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andre Rogers pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lillis hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Verdun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops it up and throws to first, with Bruce covering, for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wynn moves to third. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Beauchamp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Alley reaches second base with a double. Manny Mota pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Gene Freese pinch hits for Bill Verdon. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Freese reaches second base with a double. Alley scores. Schofield moves to third. It's 3-1, Astros. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schofield scores. Freeze moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Astros. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 3 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freeze scores. It's Pirates, 3, Astros, 3. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Al McBean now pitching. Manny Moten now playing center field. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lillis takes first base on ball 4. Hal Woodshick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodshick hits a pop-up towards the mound. McBean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pagliarani moves to second. Jim Owens now pitching. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0 for 1 in the game. Mota hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. Beauchamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Stargell moves to second. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Stargell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Bailey moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-4 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mota. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Al Spangler pinch hits for Jim Beauchamp. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is walked intentionally. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bateman strikes out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lillis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pagliarani scoops up the ball and tags Lillis for the out. Aspromonte moves to third. Spangler moves to second. Two outs. Mike White pinch hits for Jim Owens. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Justy now pitching. Al Spangler now playing left field. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Jim Pagliarani. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Alley strikes out. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-2 in the game. Mota hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now catching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean is 0 for 1 in the game. McBean strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to second. Two outs. Ron Brand pinch hits for Dave Justy. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is hit by the pitch. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Brand moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.